Walter Washington was a really nice guy and a classy guy, but he didn't have the, you know, he was, he continued the, those 4 years, you know, everything continued as it was before Home Rule, kind of. I mean, of course, some people describe it as home fool, you know, but in those early years, we really felt that we could take control of our lives and our city. But he, you know, Marion's vision was to develop the city and for the benefit of everybody. And you know, what he did in terms of when he got into the mayor's office, insisting that a certain proportion of every contract let by the city should go to minorities, women, and so forth. I mean, he single-handedly created a middle class, a black middle class in the District of Columbia. I mean, it was a miracle. You know, it was something that neither Sterling nor Walter, I think, would have had the vision or the guts to do. But Marion insisted upon it. He insisted that the people who worked in the District of Columbia government live in the District of Columbia. Of course, he had to grandfather in the civil servants who, you know, had been living in Prince George's County or Montgomery County or Virginia. But in the, you know, under his administration, if you were hired for the district to work in the district government, you lived in the District of Columbia. I mean, the fact that we are so held hostage by Maryland and Virginia, you know, there are suburbs, and yet we have, you know, we can't have a non-resident income tax and so forth because of their power in the Congress. And Marion had clever strategies for helping to correct that imbalance to the extent that he could under existing law, and by insisting that contractors, if they, you know, if they weren't minorities or women, that they must involve minorities and women and, you know, Latinos and blacks and so forth in their programs.